Joshua Palmer is with the state's Water Resource Division. It's his job to help explain how last week's FERC announcement will impact a review and permitting process for a plan that would deliver water to 13 southern Utah communities in one of the driest areas of the state. He says right now there are an estimated 160,000 residents living in the area.
And it's projected to be more than 500,000 by 2065. That's something that we look at. With the same amount of water, can you actually supply for that many more people in a region?
The Virgin River is the single source for water in St. George and nearby communities. The state would like to diversify and use water from the Colorado River to meet projected needs.
This region, even with the Lake Powell pipeline, will not get to where it needs to get without further water conservation. And I want to make that really clear.
Environmental groups like Western Resource Advocates argue water conservation and secondary water metering could help meet demands and would be less expensive. The public can file comments through FERC, which is still overseeing the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, which is a United States environmental law calling for environmental assessments.
From the division standpoint, we believe in carrying out the NEPA process will identify the best way to move forward.
Initial comments are due November 19th. The subsequent 45-day response period will close January 3rd. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.